California voters will be asked to weigh in on several propositions on November 5th, including Prop 4. Joining me on the Lifeline is Sam Hodder. He is the president and CEO of Save the Redwoods League. Thanks for chatting with me today.
You're welcome, Michelle. Glad to be here.
Sam, can you tell me what is Prop 4 and what would it do?
Prop 4 is a statewide measure to invest in the state's readiness for climate change. It represents an historic shift from investing in disaster response to actually investing in prevention. It's like shifting from offense to defense. It's about tackling our most urgent climate needs today before the damage becomes too costly.
And what kinds of things are included in Prop 4?
So the main focus of Prop 4 is focusing on two critical issues, fire and water. It focuses on building fire resilience in our natural landscapes, particularly investing in forest health. All of the stewardship that restores the natural fire resilience of California's landscape and ensures that our protected lands and our natural lands serve as buffers to our communities to reduce the impacts of catastrophic wildfire. And it invests in water conservation, water quality, reduction in pollution, and ensuring that our nature-based solutions to climate change, that is protecting our upper watersheds so our drinking water is clean and clear, and protecting our coastal communities so that they're resilient in the face of climate change, be it sea level rise or catastrophic winter storms. So those are the kinds of investments that we're going to see in Prop 4. It is about investing in the stewardship of our natural lands. It's investing in firefighting resources and detection resources. And that's why it's supported by so many of the professional firefighting associations and interests throughout the state. This is something that our communities, our voters, and in particular the people on the front lines that are stewarding our natural lands and fighting fires to keep us safe, these are the kinds of investments that they have been calling for.
So tell us a bit, especially in your role with Save the Redwoods League, what kind of impact are we seeing from wildfires? What are they doing to our environment and the health of Californians?
Well, first of all, fire is natural in California. There's been fire in this ecosystem across the millennia, and so there's always going to be fire. The challenge is that both because of our past management choices and because of climate change, those fires are more intense than ever. And as a result, they're causing everything from respiratory illnesses in people throughout California because of the increased smoke and the increased length of the fire season. There's been disaster after disaster of fires encroaching on the built environment and into communities, and there's just been tremendous cost that the people of California have borne as a result of unchecked and high-intensity catastrophic wildfire. So the goal of this proposition is to make sure that we're getting ahead of that, that we are doing what we can to reverse the last 150 years of bad management of our natural ecosystems and restore the natural resilience of these landscapes. And we've seen it happen again and again. The fires that burned down in the Santa Cruz Mountains in 2020, that rolled, there were similar fires up in Sonoma County as well, where the complex fires that resulted in multiple lightning strikes, that was really kind of an epic and unprecedented lightning storm back in 2020 that ignited fires throughout the Santa Cruz Mountains that burned right through Big Basin Redwood State Park. And almost every square foot of that 10,000-acre remarkable redwood resource was impacted by the fire. And what we've seen in our conservation work is that those redwood forests that have been well stewarded, where the forests have been allowed to mature as opposed to being clear cut every 40 years, as so much of the redwood range is today, but allowed to mature into a healthy, naturally functioning redwood forest, that's when the fire comes through hot and then hits the ground. It is a kind of a natural buffer for fire, because when it gets into those tall, thick-barked redwood forests where there's been prescribed burns over time, or where there's been good forest management, it serves as helping reduce the intensity of fire and thereby reducing the negative and often catastrophic impact. So the importance of forest stewardship and investing in forest health before the fires come, that is reducing fuel loads and encouraging mature and fire-resilient trees to grow faster, that's the kind of work that we need to do to get ahead of this crisis.
Now, you mentioned that our California firefighters are very much urging people to vote yes on Prop 4. That includes CAL FIRE, the California Professional Firefighters, California Fire Chiefs Association. They've all endorsed Prop 4. What kind of message does this endorsement send?
Oh, it sends a critical message. It says that the people on the front lines trying to keep us safe want this help to be on offense rather than on defense. They need the people of California to be in their corner and to give them the resources that they need to get ahead of this crisis. We spend so much money recovering from disasters. We spend so much money in cost of rebuilding after unchecked catastrophic wildfires destroy property and infrastructure. If we could invest those dollars in preparedness, in resilience, in forest health, then the reduction in long-term cost would be 7-1. This is the classic example of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of enduring the crisis of climate disasters. So,
right.
By investing now, we avoid the catastrophic cost down the road, and that's what the firefighters are telling us, that in order to get a leg up on the fires of today, these climate-driven fires that are driven by intense windstorms, longer, hotter, drier fire seasons, in order to get ahead of those, they need this investment in forest health and in their own capacity to fight fires and manage forests.
We, of course, here in Sonoma County, as you've mentioned, have been through some very serious wildfires that have had such devastation. Are there things that our local fire agencies and local governments here in the North Bay have done that could be models for the rest of the state?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think there are some critical examples of when prescribed burning has been brought to bear to help reduce the fuel loads, where investments in forest health have really helped. We've got a number of examples where there have been efforts to kind of restore forest condition through plantings to help bring back the fire-resilient species that evolved in this fire-prone landscape across eons. So, yeah, there are many examples of how up and down the Redwood Range on the California coast, there's some examples. We just, through the Wildlife Conservation Board, which is one of the grant-making agencies that would be supported through Prop 4, dedicated funds to, it's not up in Sonoma County, it's down in San Mateo County, it was a forest health grant to allow for fuels management and forest thinning on some conserved land in the Santa Cruz Mountains that is specifically designed to build a healthy forest buffer around the communities in that region, Davenport, Bonnie Dune, several others that were heavily impacted by the fires of 2020. So that's an example of state dollars going into fire-resilient forest management so that the communities feel safer and are ready for the fires that are coming.
Thanks for your insight today, Sam.
My pleasure, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Sam Hodder is the president and CEO of Save the Redwoods League. This is KSRO.